Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. Their names were Spotty, Curly Tail, and Tiny. When the three little pigs became old enough to seek their fortune, their mother told each one about the world and warned them about their arch enemy, the Big Bad Wolf. So she sent them out into the world to build their own houses. And with a big kiss on each little chinny chin chin, she wished them good luck, good health, and good fortune. Spotty was the first to go. He dashed out into the sunlight, singing and joyful.
I'll build a fine house, get myself a good wife, and settle down for the rest of my life.
That's what he thought when he came across a man carrying a load of straw. Spotty asked the man,
What have you there, mister?
Straw, my fine young pig. Would you like some?
Oh, very much. I'll build me a house out of the straw. Oh, thank you.
And so Spotty took the straw and built himself a fine-looking house. He finished it up in one day. But the next day, the wolf came. He knocked on the door.
Open up, my friend, and let me come in.
No, never, Mr. Wolf, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
And so the wolf took Spotty to his cave. Then the wolf went out looking for Curly Tail. Well, when Curly Tail set out to seek his fortune, he also met the man. But this time, the man was carrying a load of twigs. So Curly Tail asked,
What have you there, Mr. Man?
Twigs. Good thing for little pigs.
Oh, may I have some to build me a house?
Why, yes, little pig. Here are a few. And now, my friend, I bid you adieu. And so the man went on his way. And Curly Tail built himself a fine-looking house. But the day after it was finished, along came, you guessed it, the wolf. He knocked on the door and said,
Little Curly Tail, with you I prevail. Upon you I implore, please open up your door.
Not on your life, brother. I listen to my mother.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Oh, my poor little Curly Tail. His house of twigs was blown clean in, and he too was carried away to the wolf's cave to be eaten when the wolf craved pork chops, his favorite dish.